book we're in. Okay. All right, this is from volume 383 of the Michigan Reports, and it's in the front part, the appendix, or what do they call it?
The Roman numeral.
Roman numeral that looks like 36. And it says administrative order number 1970-1 adopted March 13th, 1970. So that was when I was Chief Justice. In the matter of establishment of statewide defender system, whereas the Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice, of which I was a member, as Chief Justice, I sat on that commission, has approved a grant of $40,000 and indicated its intention to provide an additional $30,000 for the establishment of a statewide appellate public defender system, conditioned upon the establishment of a commission. Pursuant to the rulemaking and superintending control powers of the Supreme Court, it is ordered that a statewide appellate public defender commission be established, subject to the superintending control of the Supreme Court, composed of 3 members to be recommended by the Supreme Court, 1 member by the Court of Appeals, 1 member by the Michigan Judges Association, 2 members by the State Bar of Michigan, and appointed by the governor for terms of 2 years each. Now, there's the order. And if that doesn't sound like legislation, I'll buy you a new hat. But it was quite a bold, and
yes.
I would say, in one sense, liberal thing to do. And in the in the area of administration, I was a very liberal sort of guy. I mean, I was a doer. Felt I was, anyway.
Did Milliken, with some promptness, then appoint the members?
He cooperated fully and appointed two members of the State Bar of Michigan and one member of the Michigan Judges, 2 members of the State Bar of Michigan, and appointed by the governor for 2 years, terms of 2 years. Then, in the very same volume, 383, there is a substantial amendment adopted December 15th, 1969, and effective March 1, 1970, of the standards of conduct and for lawyers, and Rule 15, which appears on page. That looks like about I'm not that good at reading these things. XLIV. What would XLIV be?
That would be 94. XL is L 100 or is, no, C is 100. XL would be 44, I guess, right? L is 50?
I guess. Okay, so that's 44. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. XL. It's X before L and I before V, so it's a 10 short of 50 and 1 short of 5, so it's, you're right, 44. On page 4, on Roman numeral 44. Rule 15, preamble. There is hereby created within the State Bar of Michigan the State Bar Grievance Board, which shall be and which shall constitute the arm of the Supreme Court for the discharge of its exclusive constitutional responsibility to supervise and discipline the members of the State Bar of Michigan. So then the board is created, the composition, and here's the interesting thing. The State Bar Grievance Board shall consist of 3 lawyers appointed by the commissioners of the State Bar, 2 lawyers appointed by the Supreme Court, and 2 laymen appointed by the Supreme Court. We were the first state that I know of to have laymen on our state bar grievance, our lawyer grievance and disciplinary body.
I'm beginning to see some things now. I'm a good friend of Chad Murray's.
Sure.
you appointed him normally, and probably he was TM's.
He was TM's appointee. I remember her. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they see there would be a form of distortion that would come through with me. You're the Chief Justice. Here's this guy. What the hell does he know about John Murray?
No.
But the point is,
obviously the court all agreed to this thing.
Oh, certainly.
And participated in it. And I recall now that Tom nominated and suggested John Murray and nominated him. I thought it sounded like a good guy.